Stephen, thank you very much. Well, I don't know how your Friday was. I hope you had a really good day celebrating Christmas Day. All sorts of things to enjoy on Christmas Day, aren't there? There's the joy of spending time with friends and family. There's perhaps a wonderful Christmas lunch to enjoy, maybe some great gifts that you received. But also on Christmas Day, there are those things that can be a little bit frustrating, aren't they? Perhaps you don't have the batteries for that new toy you've just been given, and there it is sitting there, but you can't do anything with it. Or maybe everything else in the oven is ready, apart from that turkey, which, although it's been in there since the crack of dawn, still isn't cooked. Some things are great, some things are frustrating, and some things are just unforgettable. Don't know if you have crackers around your Christmas table, but the jokes in there, I guarantee you've long since forgotten them. Or maybe you played a game, board game on Christmas afternoon, and the winner of that, again, is long since forgotten, unless it happened to be you, in which case you're probably still quite pleased with yourself. Some things at Christmas time are really wonderful, some are things that are a bit frustrating, some are the things that we just forget. Lots of things happen, lots of things we respond differently to, but the thing I want us to think about this morning is how we respond to Jesus, how we respond to the King that was born that very first Christmas time, about whom Christmas is all about. In the reading we just had from the Bible, there were three groups of people, and they each responded in a different way. And so to help us think about how we might respond to Jesus, we're going to look at each group in turn. Let's start with Herod. King Herod, the angry king. The angry king. He was the one the wise men, or the magi, as it said in our translation of the Bible, came to when they wanted to know where baby Jesus had been born. Herod was a bit like this. How can a baby be the king? How stupid is that? Has anyone heard of anything daft of a child being the king? I don't know. Doesn't he know that I'm the king? Doesn't he know that I'm the one the Romans put in charge? Doesn't he know that I get to decide what happens? Not him. And what do those wise men know? Not so wise if you ask me. Stupid wise men. I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. I'll have him killed. I'll have him killed, and then he'll see who's boss. King Herod, when he met Jesus, he was really angry, really annoyed. And even today, there are some people who are just like King Herod. They're really angry when they meet Jesus, because if Jesus is who the Bible says he is, if he's God's king, then it means that he's in charge and that we're not in charge. Now, I doubt there's anyone here this morning who's a king or a queen, but we all like to be the king or the queen of our own lives, don't we? We all like to be in charge of what we do. We like saying what happens. And when we hear that Jesus is in charge and not us, it can make us angry. It can make us angry, just like King Herod, the angry king. It's our first person, the angry king. Here's our second group of people. And they were the uninterested priests. Let me get this the right way around. Let me put on my priestly robe. Here we go. Ugh. Now, the priests were the people who Herod sent for. Let me see if I can just move this so we can hear. People who Herod sent for when he wanted to know where the baby had been born so he could kill it. But they just didn't care. Perhaps they were a bit like this. Ugh. That King Herod again. I can't believe he wanted to ask me another silly question. This time it was where is the Messiah going to be born? Where is God's King going to be born? I don't know why he bothers me with such things. Of course I knew the answer, so I told him. I said, in Bethlehem, in Judea. But I don't know. And he let me go back to what I was doing, much more important than talking to him, quite frankly. I don't know what's going on. This town is going mad. People everywhere talking about some baby as if he's king. What do they know? I don't know what to know anything more about him. If I hear another word, oh, it'll drive me mad. Let me take this off. Some people, even today, are like those priests, utterly uninterested in who Jesus is. They just don't care. They just don't care. They might even know quite a lot about Jesus. They might come to church at Christmas time and Easter time and hear all about him. But then for the rest of the year, they don't give him a moment's thought. Other people perhaps just think that Jesus has nothing to say to them, nothing at all. And so they never bother to get to know him. Whether they know what they're saying no to or whether they don't know what they're saying no to, they're just the same. They're just like the uninterested priests. Some people, when they meet Jesus, are angry. Some are just not interested. There are two ways that we can respond when we meet him. Well, in a minute, we're going to think about another way we can respond to Jesus. But before we do that, we're going to sing again. I'm going to invite the musicians to come up, and we're going to sing a song called Prepare Him Room. The uninterested priests, the worshipping wise men. Here's my question for us this morning. Which of those three? Now, if you're anything like me, sometimes praising God can be a really joyful and happy thing to do. Sometimes it can be really hard work. It can feel like a bit of a duty, something you have to do. Well, why not this year? Why not this year coming, in 2016? Why don't you make this a year where you really want to enjoy being with Jesus, where you rejoice like those wise men did when they saw the star above where Jesus was? Let me give you two really easy, tried and tested ways to enjoy being with Jesus in 2016. Why not make sure that you spend time talking with him every day, that you pray to him? And why not make sure that every day you enjoy being with him by hearing from him, by reading the Bible? And do those things not as a dull duty, not as something you have to do, but as something that you can enjoy. Well, perhaps you're like those uninterested priests, if you're honest with yourself. If you look in your life, you know that Jesus just kept on the sidelines, not really near enough to make any difference. What could help stir your interest in him? What could help? The first thing is this, is to have a late Christmas present. A late Christmas present from us here at St. Peter's Fulham. It's a great little book. Take you about half an hour or so to read it. And it might help you see why those wise men came to worship Jesus. I think some may have been given a copy on the way, and there are more copies by the door. And then similarly, for the younger ones, there's a little leaflet called The Best Present. And it'll do exactly the same thing. Help you to see why worshiping Jesus is a really good thing. The other great thing to do, of course, would be to come back to church. In the new year, coming and hearing about Jesus week by week is a great way of seeing how worth being interested in he is, how captivating he is. Maybe you're like that first person we met. Maybe deep down you know that you're an angry kid, that the idea of Jesus being in charge of your life just rubs you up the wrong way. You don't like it. If that's you, let me say to you, from personal experience, there is nothing better than having Jesus in charge of your life. Nothing better at all. If you need more persuasion than that, I'd love to talk to you about some of the ways that is true later on, over tea or coffee maybe. But another thing you can perhaps do is ask Jesus for help. If there's one area in your life where you find it really hard
having him in charge. If he is this good king we've been thinking about, then if you pray to him, if you say, Jesus, help me with this, I'm finding it really hard. If he is who the Bible says he is, then he will help. Three groups of people, three ways to respond to Jesus. I wonder which one you are. Let me lead us in a brief prayer. Father God, we pray that whether we're like Herod and really angry that we can't be in charge of our lives, whether we're like those priests who just weren't interested in Jesus, or whether we're like the wise men worshipping him, we pray that 2016 may be a year when we really enjoy Jesus, when we're really captivated by him, where we see why, how good he is, and where having him in charge of our lives is our real joy. And we ask these things in his name.